This week centers all other weeks. This week is the summary and the foundation of our faith. And this week, we're called not only to recall the life, suffering, and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but to enter into that life, death, and resurrection. And these days we're called to follow along with the Lord, to be with Him on this day of Palm Sunday in which He's proclaimed the Messiah, to see the thief that betrays Him on Holy Wednesday, to be at the Last Supper with the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to His apostles, washing their feet, and then giving His very body and blood in the Eucharist, and see His intimate talk with them after the supper, His going into the prayers in that night in the Garden of Gethsemane, pouring Himself out in prayer, taking upon Himself the sins of all time, all suffering, of all innocent ones who were abused and tortured in that night, to the point that He sheds blood and anxiety. We are called to enter into the waiting in the prison of our Lord Jesus Christ that night and Mother Mary's sorrow. We're called to enter into the false trials before the Sanhedrin and the governors, to see Jesus betrayed by His own people, scourged and insulted, mocked, and to see in ourselves the ones who bring this about for our own sins. We are called to walk along the way of the cross there with Jesus, to see Him greet Mother Mary in sorrow, Simon take up his cross, and to center ourselves in the liturgies of this week on Holy Thursday to go to the 7 o'clock Mass and spend some time with the Lord in reparation for the world that ignores Him, to enter into the liturgy on Good Friday at 3 o'clock, or at least some time in prayers in the Stations of the Cross that night, walking along with Him, and then to enter into with meditation and fasting, the traditional form, on Holy Saturday with Mother Mary, who entered into the sorrow of sorrows, the greatest mourning in the history of the world, her son who has been killed, and to wait in hope in that sorrow with her, awaiting the light to pierce the darkness that comes at the Easter Vigil on that Saturday night with the great liturgy of the Easter Vigil, welcoming souls into full communion with the Catholic faith that night, and rejoicing with the Lord that the light pierces the darkness. Then we can rejoice properly with the Lord at the glory of His resurrection on Easter Sunday. Then the whole week makes sense as we enter into all of His mysteries, and we see the foundation of our faith in these days, the summation of all history in those last hours of our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered for all in all times and poured Himself out for love of us. Let us then meditate on what the Lord Jesus did for us, His suffering, His death, His resurrection, His redemption, His outpouring, and His gifts, the sacraments for love of us in this week, so that we can rejoice with Him at His coming in the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.